from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's take a quick look around the NFL. Some of the games that maybe we haven't hit on that much. Battle of the Florida's Eastern Seaboard, Brian. My Jacksonville at Miami. No questions for you?
I'm going with Miami on that. I just think that that's an explosive team, and you know their defense is good also. When you look at Jacksonville last year, yes, they paid Trevor, but he didn't play spectacular for me.
Bro, Trevor Lawrence is 8-17 on the road in his NFL career.
Okay.
That's bad.
Yeah.
8-17 on the road, like you got to be able to win some games, man.
Totally.
Miami, dude, you know that Miami now has the longest drought in all professional sports without a playoff win?
Wow.
Isn't that surprising?
It is. Well, they weren't very good for a long time.
Sure. They haven't won a playoff game since 2000. Like, we think it's been a while here. It's been a long while there.
But right now, that team they have, it seems like only a matter of time.
Sure, I agree with that. But the problem is they keep losing when the weather gets cold. And you know when it's cold? Playoff
time. Well, if you're used to doing stuff in your house and somebody bring you outside in a snowstorm, you're not going to be as effective.
All right, so now it's a little different to make this a cross-sport bet because obviously in basketball, when it's a seven-game series, you can win one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but so the longest playoff droughts without advancing a playoff round.
Yeah.
So in football, that's winning one game. In all the other sports, it's winning a series.
Yeah.
The Raiders, since 2002, I think that was the Tuck rule. I don't think they've won since then. Or no, it was probably the Super Bowl they lost to the Bucks. The Hornets, the Charlotte, New Orleans, Charlotte again,
the
Hornets.
Hornets.
They haven't won a playoff round since 2001.
Wow.
The Dolphins, since the 2000 season. Who do you think it is in baseball?
Ooh. Pirates or the Chiefs? I mean, Royals.
Hey, Landfill, do you remember who B. Mitch's baseball team was as a kid?
The Reds?
The Reds. The Reds haven't won a playoff. They haven't advanced in the playoffs since 1995.
Damn, I was still playing.
Was like Eric Davis on that team? Like, I feel like I can name some players on the 95 Reds. Barry Larkin was nice.
Damn.
I'm 100% looking up the 95 Cincinnati Reds because I love
that. Was so long ago. One of my friend's son, Barry Larkin, was coaching him.
Wasn't it Barry Larkin's kid that played point guard at Miami? Wasn't that Shane Larkin?
I don't know.
I mean, we're old, dude. I want to look at – this could be a really interesting game that we haven't touched on yet. Steelers going to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. What do you think? What's your first reaction?
Yesterday, I like the Steelers because of their defense. And I'm one that – I'm just like my man Vic on – like how he is with Josh. I'm No, with Daniel Jones. I'm like that with Russ. I think Russ still got some more in the tank. I just think he needs the right situation. And he needs a coach who's going to tell him, just like if you had a dog, like a Roddy or something like that, a Belgian Malinois, if you are consistently showing that dog who's boss, they listen. They still bad as hell to everybody else. But Russ is the type of guy, when you let him do some stuff, then it's going to be hard to reel him in. Mike's not going to let him do that stuff. He's going to make him take care of his business from the beginning.
Do you think Kirk is fully ready to rock? He didn't play much.
See, that's the thing about it. Like, with that injury, those type of injuries and things of that nature, you don't know. And people could say what they want about a guy is dropping back and he's doing this. Football is not about knowing what you're about to do. Football is very instinctive. Like I always tell you, when a guy is training and they're running and they got the cone set up, he knows that cone is there. So he gathers, boom, makes a step, and he goes. Oh, he's back. When you get in the football field, you're running at that cone, and somebody shows up two yards before the cone. You got to hit it, boom, boom, get where you got to go. So is he still instinctive? That's what we're going to find out.
I mean, it's a fascinating game because on both sides you have a guy that's played at a high level largely until this injury in Kirk.
Yeah.
And then you have a guy that at a point in time was a fantastic player. Oh, hell, they're getting us Red Bull now, B. was a fantastic player and then just fell off.
Yeah.
And, like, both these guys looking for a fresh start.
Yeah.
New city, new team. I think the Falcons have a ton of offensive talent.
And as much as the pressure goes to those guys, they have to be – they got to have the right people around them. So who you think has the better team?
Steelers.
So
I like that. I trust that defense. I trust that coach. I like Raheem, too. I want to go to – if you don't mind, Brian, can I lean on Lamphill for this one? Because yeah, I think this is an area of expertise for him.
I'm going to see what team you're going to be talking about. Oh, the Vikings?
Lamphill, Sam Darnold starting the game at the Meadowlands. Who do you think? Who are you going to take?
The Jets for the Giants. I'm not entirely certain who they're playing, but I would go with them.
Vikings at Giants.
Yeah, Giants. Oh, God, the Giants also suck. Wow. Boy, that's a rough game.
So, how about this, dude? Brian Daboll, as bad as the Giants have been, if you like to maybe throw a little cash around on games and don't always care about the exact wins and losses, but maybe how much you win or lose by, Daboll is 22-13-1 against the spread.
Damn.
Yo, that's about 65%. They are dogs in this game. They are home underdogs.
How much?
We all know the rule here, folks. It's not a big number. It's like 1.5. How about this one, Lamphill? I think you'll like this. Since the year 2000, 91 quarterbacks have 1,500 pass attempts. Okay? 1,500 pass attempts is a pretty significant, like, you've been a starter for a while if you have that many pass attempts. Here's where Sam Darnold ranks among 91 quarterbacks. Completion percentage, 66th. Yards per attempt, 72nd. Sack percentage, 75th. Touchdown percentage, 77th. Pass success rate for Sam Darnold out of 91 quarterbacks over the last 25 years, 80th.
Okay, so
Keep telling me that Sam Darnold's going to blossom in Minnesota.
If you look in the dictionary and it say quarterback sucks, Sam Darnold, that's those stats, and Sam Darnold will be right there.
I do believe in KOC. I know Justin Jefferson's there. I have him in fantasy.
You know, that's good to say, Jay, you believe in KOC. He's not playing.
Right.
Sam Darnold's playing. He's been on many teams. And those stats you just named came from several teams, and I'm sure some great offensive coordinators. That's what he gave you.
Fascinating game in Indy. So are you on the Giants too, it sounds like? I think the Giants win that game.
I don't want the Giants to win, but I'm kind of with Lamphill. I used to think Sam Darnold was good till every time he gets a chance, he makes Lamphill look smarter.
I think this is a fascinating game. Colts-Texans. Week 18 last year was Sunday Night Football, Colts-Texans. If Gardner Minshew doesn't miss a dump-off, the Colts win, and everything looks dramatically different. But he missed it, right? Yeah. That's the game. It's a make-or-miss league. Houston going to Indy. Houston is now the darling of the NFL. What do you make of that?
I think Houston showed last year that they're not just C.J. Stroud. Houston is a well-rounded football team, and I just believe that C.J. Stroud is a little bit more advanced than up there.
How about this? C.J. Stroud last year had the best rookie season. There are
many believe in history.
There are two quarterbacks that have had a comparable rookie season to C.J. Stroud in the last 15 years.
Who's that?
You can expand it to three if you want. But specifically, he's just the third rookie quarterback to have 20-plus passing touchdowns, fewer than five interceptions, and complete more than 63% of his passes.
Uh-huh.
The other two, RG3 in 2012.
Okay.
Dak Prescott in 2016.
All right. So
one of them did it once and then
fell
off. One
did it once. The other guy, I think CJ is more on the line of a Dak, though. He's not a guy that's going out there just running the ball and trying to, you know, think he's going to do his Mike All-Star on linebackers.
You think Houston wins in Indy?
I'm going with Houston.
I like Indy in that spot.
I like D'Amico, and I like the fact that their defense was good, too. Not only would they have top offensive player, they had top defensive players, too.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.